الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we were speaking about the purpose of ibadah, and the purpose of ibadah is to produce taqwa. So what is taqwa? Taqwa is usually translated as fear of Allah. You will see this in most of the translations, but that's in my view not the correct translation, because fear is a negative emotion that produces hatred. Nobody loves something they fear. People hate the things they fear. Ask your child, if your child goes to school and he does not like a particular teacher, he fears that teacher. You ask him if he loves that teacher, he doesn't love it. So anything you fear bad people, you fear harmful things. So things you fear, you actually end up hating, you don't love them. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with respect to the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it as a sign of the believer, as a mark of distinction of the believer, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah said, but the believers, He said, and the believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. So it's not only loving Allah, but loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ashadd hubba lillah. They love the shadid, the superlative form of strong, strength. So extremely, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extremely. They love Allah more than anything else. So if you say fear of Allah in on the one side, and you, which is khashyat of Allah, khashyat is actually fear. So khashyatullah and hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you combine these two, you get taqwa. And taqwa is therefore the fear of offending the one you love the most. So that's how you put the two things together. That's how you put the fear and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together, which is the beautiful concept of taqwa, which is a concept that is unique to Islam. So taqwa is the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in our lives to such an extent, and which comes from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the slave does not do anything which has the remotest possibility of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hate to displease Allah because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fear to displease the one we love the most. That is taqwa. So I remind myself anew to think about this and say, tomorrow inshallah we'll talk about what does taqwa do for us. I want to deliberately keep today's further reminder very short, because I want you to, and I want myself to reflect on the issue of taqwa. What is the issue of taqwa, which is we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that we fear to displease Him. So the thing to reflect on is that is first of all to ask, how much do I love Allah? Allah gave it as a sign of believers, that they love Allah more than anything else. He didn't give it as my sign or your sign. He said believers. So if we love other things more than we love Allah, then we have to assess our own level of belief. Am I really a believer in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? And that's what, inshallah, we are. We hope we are. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill our shortcomings, and to count us among the believers, even though we may not deserve to be there, but we ask Allah to count us anyway. But I'm saying for ourselves, for our own correction, we need to ask ourselves, do I love something more than I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this dalil of this is also in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah said that your iman is not complete, you will never reach the level of birr. You will never reach that level of high level of iman until you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something that you love the most. حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Not something which is spare, which is lying there, which is surplus, which is, I won't say trash and garbage, but something like that. Which is something which is really, you don't need it, it's okay, it might be nice, but I've done with it. And you give it away to somebody, or you give it in charity. No, not that. Allah is saying something which you love the most. So, a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to give up something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that you love the most, but you are giving it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether it is giving of charity, whether it is giving up of a habit which you have, which you know that if you give up this habit, it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if we have the tendency to get angry, if we have the tendency to retaliate, if we have the tendency to yell and scream and so on, we give this up and we say, this pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm not going to do that, even though it is in my nature, I have done it all my life, but I give it up now. I'm not going to do that now because it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever it is, laziness, sleeping, whatnot, if something that we love very much, but we want to give this up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So the question today for us is to reflect on and say, how much do I love Allah? And Allah gave the, how much must I love Allah? More than anything else. How much do I love Allah is for me to see for myself. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to reach the state of birr. And the beauty is that you cannot reach that state of birr if you are operating from the level of sacrifice. You can reach that state of birr only if you operate from the level of investment. If you love to do what that is. If you love to give in the path of Allah, then you will give the best that you have. You won't give it if you are giving it as a sense of duty, as a burden, as, okay, this musibat has been landed on my head, so I have to complete it. No. You will give only if you love to give it. So, and you will love to give it if you love Allah. That is the beauty of the whole thing. You will love to give it if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask myself, how much do I love Allah? So I ask you to reflect on this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. May Allah be pleased with us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu enable us to love Him and to demonstrate our love for Him sincerely only for His sake, not to show the world. Only and only for His sake, so that He accepts it from us. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَالِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ